Egypt is gearing up for a parliamentary election in November. It's part of a cycle that culminates with a presidential election next year. It could mean a momentous change after decades of President Hosni Mubarak's rule. VOA's Mohamed El-Shenawy has returned to Washington from a recent trip to Egypt and stopped by our studio to discuss the upcoming election.
Everybody is not optimistic about this election, especially that it was accompanied by a media crackdown. A series of alarming events took place recently to indicate that the ruling party is inclined to silence any opposition, tighten control over even private media, and monitor even text messaging. It started with the firing of Ibrahim Issa, the editor-in-chief of Al Dastur, the major independent opposition newspaper, and the justification was bad management. Then the government was pulling the plug on Orbit, a Saudi private TV channel, which has stirred a lot of debate about what's going wrong in Egypt. And the justification was they didn't pay the bill for satellite providers. Then even a sport commentator was fired from the state-run radio and television because he dared to criticize the Ministry of Interior over their handling of a riot in a soccer match between an Egyptian team and a Tunisian team. The latest move was trying to control even text messaging by asking official parties and news services to have a license before issuing any group text messaging, and that was looked at as curtailing the ability of opposition groups to mobilize voters through text messaging. A tactic was used heavily by the unofficial movements and by the Muslim Brotherhood. So, to sum it up, the government is not letting go, and the ruling party is tightening the grip on power, and it doesn't seem that anything would change in the near future.
How do the average citizens feel about this, the people on the street?
The average person feels a very strong feeling of despair because they don't believe that anything will change. After 30 years of ruling under Hosni Mubarak, corruption became rampant everywhere. At any level, there is no confidence in the official parties because they are either cooperating with the ruling party to get a small share in the parliament, like through deals, or being domesticated and they are not relevant to what people feel. Then the average person is so consumed in getting enough money to have some food on the table and take care of his or her family. So the general feeling is whether we go to the polling stations or not, they will manipulate our votes and the ruling party would continue its grip on power.
Well, could this election reveal anything about the presidential election?
All the restrictions we talked about on the media and a set of constitutional amendments would bar any change in the near future because there was Article 76 in the new constitution that would bar any independent candidate from competing with the ruling party because they would have to have up to 250 endorsements from officials that belong to the ruling party. So that was a stumbling block designed to keep the status quo and prevent competition. The only hope in Egypt is the unofficial movements like the Movement for Change that's led by the Nobel Prize Dr. Mohamed Baradei, the Facebook movement, which is called 6 April. It's a group of youth that are trying to mobilize Egyptian youth to ask for more freedom and more democratic changes. And Kifaya movement, which has the slogan is enough is enough. We need a change. But with the restrictions that's imposed on their movements, the end result would be the coming presidential election would produce one of three, either continuation of President Mubarak if his health would allow, or his son, who has been groomed to be the next president, and he is sort of de facto ruler in Egypt through his entourage of wealthy businessmen who are becoming important members in the cabinet or at the parliament. The third option is if the army would insist in continuing having an officer ruling Egypt, as it has been for more than 50 years, then Omar Suleiman, the head of the Egyptian intelligence, would be the one. So there is no real change to be anticipated in the political system in Egypt.
VOA's Mohammed El-Shenawy here in our Washington studios after returning from Egypt. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.